The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3135. Tribe is the name of episode 6 from season 2 of The Bad Batch. It's now the third episode in a row with a one-word title. Just a, you know, weird thing I noticed. And today we're going to do our breakdown of the episode. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, we're going to do our 7 takeaway breakdown situation here. This is a full spoiler podcast, for the most part. I mean, you know, essentially it is. So, I won't give any more caveats. Let's just jump in. First takeaway I want to flag for you is the fact that even though the mission that starts off this episode is described as the Bad Batch delivering forgeries of chain codes to this Vanguard Axis group, we don't necessarily get the idea that this is a job assigned to them by Sid, but it must be. And based on everything that goes wrong with this, this is going to create a situation where, you know, once again, the Bad Batch, in terms of what Sid is dealing with, cannot necessarily be relied upon to complete the missions that she's sending them on. So there was the war chest situation at the very beginning of the season. Now this. I mean, they're successful in some missions, to be sure, like the crab mission at the very beginning of the season, or the side mission, presumably, that Hunter and Echo were on when Wrecker and Tech and Sid and Omega went off to, you know, the planet for Faster. So Sid probably, you know, has an expected failure rate and also may feel like she owes the Bad Batch a little bit because of what happened in Faster and other scrapes that they've gotten her out of. But yeah, this is creating a situation where it's eventually going to become untenable for Sid in one way or another. At least that's where the season seems to be leading, and that ties into the second takeaway, which is that they split the batch up in another configuration this time around. We've got Hunter and Wrecker and Tech delivering the forged chain codes while Omega is paired with Echo, and Omega and Echo are essentially the conscience of the Bad Batch for all intents and purposes. They're the ones that are constantly promoting ideas for the Bad Batch in terms of helping, you know, the garden variety people in the galaxy, the people who need help. And in this case, Omega goes to help what turns out to be Gunji. So here's the appearance of Gunji that we saw in teasers and trailers and whatnot, the Wookiee Padawan Jedi. And Echo is also advocating for helping in situations where they don't have a direct monetary investment, if you will, and helping on Kashyyyk when they eventually get there. So yes, more pressure toward moving the Bad Batch toward more altruistic situations instead of more mercenary work. For a third takeaway, we get a look at Kashyyyk, which is awesome and also heartbreaking because we see what is happening on Kashyyyk, which is that the Trandoshans have been given free rein to raise forests and strip resources, depopulate, take Wookiee pelts for themselves. And the Empire is complicit in this. They have clone troopers that are working with these Trandoshans, and the Trandoshans have repurposed the battle tanks from the Separatists and turned them into flamethrowers, which is crazy. And we'll talk about the Trandoshans more in depth on tomorrow's deep dive episode, but it strikes me as fascinating, at least for our purposes here, that they're the ones that the Empire said, yeah, you help us with Kashyyyk. I mean, if they were going to ask anyone for help, it makes sense that it would be the Trandoshans. But yeah, it creates obviously a very dramatic situation, especially considering what we know about the history of Trandoshans and Wookiees. For a fourth takeaway, let's talk about Gunji himself. So first of all, how fun is this? And I gotta say that when they rescue him, and they're only 6 minutes into the episode by the time the rescue is complete, and the episode is called Tribe. I swear to you, I thought that Gunji was going to become a part of the Bad Batch, so I was maybe a little disappointed that didn't turn out to be the case, but not in a bad way. It's fine. But Gunji being on the run is surprising that he survived this long, according to the Bad Batch, but hasn't it only been, like, months since the end of the Republic and the rise of the Empire? I mean, yes, we had a whole season of the Bad Batch, and it's quote-unquote months later now that we're in season two, but I don't think it's been a whole year even, and the Batch has survived and been, you know, certainly very out there in the galaxy, right? I mean, they've had many opportunities for them to be discovered and attacked, but if a Wookiee is hiding, then, you know, it seems like strange that they would be surprised that he survived this long. But the other thing that's troubling about it is the fact that there is a quote-unquote buyer for a live Wookiee Jedi Padawan. It doesn't necessarily suggest that it's a bounty situation. Not a case where the Empire has a bounty on all Jedi or anything like that. No, something else nefarious is going on with this, and we don't get any further information about it, but the way the episode ends, I feel like we're not going to get any more information about it, unfortunately. But I think that's something just to kind of tuck in the back of our heads about this, because, yeah, that's certainly a rather disturbing development. And for a fifth takeaway, let's talk about the whole Vanguard Axis situation. So it's not 100% clear what this organization is. In the audio description, they just talk about a space station that's hanging above a cloudy planet. And so we don't necessarily know any particular details about where they are or what this space station is. I guess it might be in the general vicinity of Kashyyyk, because when Omega says, hey, we should take Gunji back to Kashyyyk, nobody bought and says, well, that's halfway across the galaxy or anything like that. So one might imagine that they're in the general vicinity sector-wise of Kashyyyk. And this Vanguard Axis group, or just Axis group, seems to be composed completely of droids, and so this would make it basically another new notorious droid organization. The droid Gotra already exists in Star Wars storytelling as one of the, you know, rival crime syndicates, and probably a comparatively lesser one to the likes of, you know, the Hutt Cartel or Black Sun or the Pikes or things like that. But now we have a second organization potentially that is droid run and also doing very nefarious things. And there's kind of an open question now of what's going to happen with this droid organization and Cid and the Bad Batch, because on the one hand, they are in possession of these chain code forgeries, so they got what they wanted. It doesn't seem like they had necessarily transferred payment to the Bad Batch, so that means Cid's going to be mad for not getting paid. However, you know, the droid group lost Gunji, and so I guess it's a question of, you know, was Gunji worth more than these chain code forgeries? And if so, then there's going to be a problem from that end of the spectrum as well, and that's also going to put pressure on Cid in terms of her relationship with the Bad Batch. For a sixth takeaway, I want to point out how fascinating it is that the Bad Batch doesn't even blink when the Wookiees go and meditate with the trees and say that the trees have a plan. As they're discussing it, Tech says, oh yeah, you know, they believe the planet belongs to the trees, and then the trees have a plan, and they're like, oh, all right, then let's do it, which is just awesome, I feel like. Just the idea that they don't even question the situation. They're just like, nope, they know what they do or they're doing. This is their planet. These are their ways. And we are totally in on whatever they have in mind. I mean, there's no hesitation whatsoever on the part of the Bad Batch. Can you imagine, like, being on Earth and people meditating with trees and saying, oh, the trees are telling us what to do, right? We would go crazy over something like that. So I really like that as a demonstration of respect that the Bad Batch has for the Wookiees and their culture. And it turns out, of course, that they were right. Having the Kinrath show up and attack the Trandoshans was very well played, and also obviously set up as a foreshadowing thing earlier in the episode when they arrived on Kashyyyk and said, as long as you don't pose a threat to them, then they're fine. So of course the Trandoshans posed a threat and the Kinrath went after him. And then for a final takeaway, looking at the credits for the episode. First of all, kudos to Shelby Young for playing Yana the Wookiee Elder. Shelby Young also is the voice of Princess Leia in various Star Wars animation projects. So, yeah, quite a difference. And she tweeted about, you know, crediting David W. Collins and Matthew Wood for making that possible with the, you know, sound design and whatnot. So that was fun. And the other thing I noticed in there is that there's a reference to cartel droids, and these are different from the Axis droids. So it suggests that maybe there's yet another droid organization that's kicking around, or a cartel droid was somehow tied to the, you know, purchaser of Gungi or something like that. Hard to say for sure, but also something else to kind of tuck into the back of your heads. So that's what I've got for you on our breakdown episode of Tribe, which is season six, or season two, episode six of The Bad Batch, I should say. Gosh, this episode really did feel like it was, you know, action-packed, and it felt like it got, you know, so much into it. Like I said at the, you know, beginning of the episode, the fact that we were only 6 minutes in and the rescue of Gungi was already done, it seemed like, you know, that itself could have been, you know, a whole episode situation, but they managed to pack that in, and the stuff on Kashyyyk, multiple engagements of the Trandoshans, like, yeah, pretty amazing stuff, and great firefighting work by the Batch and the Wookiees too. So that's going to do it for today's episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.